So, Jose, can you talk about the food in Ecuador?
Yes. I was saying that the Andes is where potatoes and corn and many other kinds of food come. I mean, potatoes, for example, yeah, you know, that was so important for Europe during the famine in Europe.
Yeah.
So in that
Wait,
sense...
Wait, potatoes come from Ecuador?
Of course.
They do?
Yes, we have more than 300 different kinds of potatoes.
No kidding.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, of course. Potatoes and also corn from the Andes.
Wow.
Yes. Do you know?
No. That's embarrassing.
And, you know... Of course, for us, potatoes and corn and also rice is one of the main dishes, I think. Pork also, and we use lots of picante sauce, chili sauce. Corn is great. Corn with fresh cheese, good.
Corn with cheese?
Yes.
How do you make it?
Just, you take the corn when it's fresh and boil it, and you just put it in without anything. No salt, no butter, anything. And fresh cheese.
Yeah. No kidding. Yeah. So you melt the cheese over the corn?
No.
So the cheese is hard?
It's fresh cheese.
Oh, so I don't understand.
Fresh cheese, you have different kinds of cheese.
Yeah.
You have this kind of fresh cheese, it has basically no salt, and it's just made. Usually the cheese, you have to mature the cheese.
Oh, I got you. So it's more liquid?
No. It's just called fresh cheese.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I have to try it.
Yes, of course.
Wow, that sounds good.
Yes, great.
And can you get Japanese food in Ecuador?
Yeah, it's very expensive, but you can do it because, of course, we have a Pacific coast. We have very good, how to say, fish. Mm-hmm. And actually, the Japanese fishermen, they go to the Galapagos area and they pay certain fees. I don't know when they pay. And they catch all the tuna they want.
Mm.
So we have very good tuna. Mm. And yeah, many different kinds of fish. So you can have sashimi and sushi. And in Quito you have maybe two or three different Japanese restaurants. All of them very upscale and very expensive.
Cool.